Hare Krishna. Reading from Surrender Unto Me, an overview of the Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 7, Knowledge of the Absolute. Sri Krishna is speaking. This is text 16. Krishna in 15 has explained those duskritinas, the impious souls, who cannot surrender unto him, the different varieties, and now he's going to explain those who do surrender to him, the Sukritinas. 16. O best among the Bharatas, four kinds of pious men begin to render devotional service unto me, Krishna says. The distressed, the desire of wealth, the inquisitive, and he who is searching for knowledge of the Absolute. Comment. Srila Prabhupada clearly explains that although these souls are not pure devotees, they are pious. They can be elevated to pure devotional service by the association of a pure devotee. When a pious soul turns to Krishna out of distress, he is known as Artha. Such a person desires relief from sickness, calamity, or other material miseries, and this serves as his impetus to approach Krishna. Gajendra is an example of an artha. Gigeshu is curious. He inquisitively approaches Krishna to understand the self or to become self-realized. Shonaka Rishi is an example. An artha arti may want to enjoy land, money, sons, or a wife in this life or the next. Fortunately, he asks Krishna, not the demigods, to supply his needs. Dhruva Maharaj is an example of an artha arti. All of the above categories contain sakam devotees. More specifically, they are karma misra bhaktas because they ask Krishna to fulfill their fruitive desires. The fourth category, agyani, is technically referred to as a Jnana Misra Bhakta or Yoga Misra. He approaches Krishna not to have his material desires fulfilled, but to gain knowledge and thus approach liberation. Therefore, he is on the Nishkam platform. Both Sukadeva Goswami and the four Kumaras are example of this type of pious soul. Srila Baladeva Vidyabhusana comments that a gigyasu is mentioned in the Sanskrit verse between an artha and an artati, because both will naturally progress to the gigyasu category as they advance in Krishna consciousness. If they are not curious about Krishna consciousness, then they are likely to later give up their interest in Krishna's service. Krishna next tells us which of these four kinds of pious men is best. 17. Of these, the one who is in full knowledge and who is always engaged in pure devotional service is the best, for I am very dear to him and he is dear to me. Comment. Krishna here tells us that the jnani is the best because the jnani is free from material desires. The other three types of pious souls are also great because they've turned to Krishna. But often they leave Krishna's service once their distress is alleviated or their material desires are fulfilled. A jnani's devotional service, however, is steady. In this verse, he is called ekabhakti, interested only in devotional service. It is clear that Krishna used the term jnani to refer to one who has abandoned his pursuit of jnana and has turned to bhakti. Such a jnani loves Krishna, and Krishna loves him. In other words, Krishna is not referring to one who practices bhakti to obtain knowledge. Srila Baladeva Vidyabhusana comments that this type of jnani, the devotee in knowledge who desires only Krishna's service, is so dear to Krishna that the Lord is not satisfied just to characterize him as the best. He thus adds, he is dear to me. After hearing this verse, one may conclude that the three karma misra bhaktas are insignificant and only a jnani is important. Anticipating this, Krishna speaks, text 18. 18. All these devotees are undoubtedly magnanimous souls, but he who is situated in knowledge of me, I consider to be just like my own self. Being engaged in my transcendental service, he is sure to attain me, the highest and most perfect goal. Comment. Although the Jnani is special, the other three are also objects of Krishna's affection because they have come to him, even if it is to have their desires satisfied. Srila Viswanatha Chakravarti Thakur explains, then are the three kinds of worshippers, beginning with the distressed, not dear to you? Krishna says, that's not the case at all, says the Lord in the verse beginning, Udara, text 18. Those who worship me, taking something they want from me, which I was prepared to give them anyway, are very dear to me. They are giving so much to satisfy me, and I am very affectionate to my devotees. The Jnani, however, is like my own self. While worshipping me, he does not desire any benefit, neither attainment of heaven nor liberation nor anything else. Therefore, in my opinion, such a Jnani is my very self, and I become subordinate to him. The implied idea is, I accept him as my very self because he has concluded that I, in the form of Shyamasundara, am the supreme goal, not dissolution in the formless identity of Brahman. In this way, the Jnani, by possessing bhakti that predominates over other tendencies and is devoid of ulterior motives, comes to be considered by the bhaktavatsal personality of Godhead as his own self. But the devotees whose devotion is completely pure, who has no other desire at all, the Lord considers even greater than his own self, citing Bhagavatam 11:14-15. My dear Uddhav, neither Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lord Shankarshan, the goddess of fortune, nor indeed my own self are as dear to me as you are. Lord Krishna is Atmarama, self-satisfied. Still, he is inclined to enjoy with the gopis. This indicates that he considers the gopis even more dear than his own self. Sukadeva Goswami says, this is a quotation from Bhagavatam 10:29-42. Sukadeva Goswami says, smiling upon hearing despondent words from the gopis, Lord Krishna, the supreme master of all masters of mystic yoga, mercifully enjoyed with them, although he is self-satisfied. How long has it taken? This is continuing with the comment of Viswanatha Chakravarti Thakur has been concluded, and how our comment continues. How long has it taken the Jnani to attain to that level of devotion? And that question we shall answer soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.